Hello, I'm Colin Bailey, Associate Director and Peter J. Sharp Chief Curator at the Frick Collection, and I'm the co-curator of the exhibition Masterpieces of European Painting from Dulwich Picture Gallery. Van Dyck's Samson and Delilah, painted between 1618 and 1620, is one of the young artist's most exuberant and sensuous paintings. It tells a well-known story from the Book of Judges. Samson, the Israelite hero, has been seduced by Delilah, who is an agent of the opposing Philistine camp. The Philistines want to find out what is the source of Samson's extraordinary strength, and Delilah, having asked him three times for his secret, finally succeeds in discovering the answer, having plied him with wine. We see Samson fast asleep on Delilah's lap. A man holding scissors enters the room. He is a barber, and he is about to cut Samson's locks, which are the source of his strength. In the background, a group of Philistines in battle gear await to come in and take away their enemy. This is a moment of Samson's undoing. Delilah, playing with his locks as they are about to be cut, recoils in horror as the deed is about to be done. Behind her, an old crone and an attendant look down on the sleeping giant. The young Van Dyck has amalgamated many sources in this bravura painting. He's looked to the version that was made by his master Rubens. In setting the scene outdoors, he's looked to examples in Venetian art by Titian and Tintoretto. But he has also immersed himself in the telling of the story. Unlike in the Book of Judges, Flavius Josephus's Antiquities of the Jewish People had specifically described Delilah as a whore. And in fact, that is how she's represented in this picture, with her bare breasts and with the procuress behind her looking down on her prey. It is a learned picture, but it is an extremely sensuous one as well.